Hello, and welcome to another episode of Amateur Tarot Pod, a podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
And that increasingly loud host is Ben Noble.
And that's Brian, you forgot to say, for entertainment purposes only.
I did. I totally forgot.
So your tripping over his own feet hosts to make an average joke is Brian.
I noticed that your voice was getting louder and louder as you
That's because I'm increasingly excited about this episode.
That's awesome.
To bring the energy.
Awesome. Well, I will try and match that energy for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah. It's Monday. People are on their way to work. They're on the train or the bike or the car or the lawnmower or the dog.
Can they be mowing lawns now? Is it spring now?
Yes, it is spring, so you are allowed to mow your lawn now.
Great.
Let's get just the, you know, rev them up, get them out.
Yep, get it all started. We'll do this intro stuff so you can get into that groove where you can hear the voices above the din of the mower.
Yes.
And now we'll begin.
Okay.
All right.
This is a podcast. We're your hosts. And on this podcast, we give you advice. Advice that you should hopefully take.
And it's asked for advice. It is, it's not unsolicited.
I don't know. That's not true. The card of the week is somewhat unsolicited. And we give it to people around the world who don't even know this podcast exists. And dogs.
Yeah. I feel like that's more like a gracious gift as opposed to unsolicited advice.
Is it? I feel like there are other people who come to your door and knock on it that feel like they're giving you a gracious gift and not unsolicited advice.
Yeah. All gifts are kind of unsolicited advice, aren't they?
In some ways.
Like if somebody gave you the gift of like a new car, they'd be like, I think you're driving a piece of crap. So here you go.
I never thought about it that way. I never thought of a gift as an insult.
Yeah.
Glad we could get there.
All gifts are insults. Except for the card of the week. The card of the week is unsolicited advice that you've earned.
Yeah, because you listened through 2/3 of the podcast. You've earned the card of the week.
Which was solicited advice from someone else, typically.
Yeah. Well, we've kind of talked about what we do.
Yeah, you want to get into it?
Well, I mean, I need to say my bit. I'm like contractually obligated.
Yeah, I keep looking further down the sheet. So you go ahead and get started and I'll, I guess, do the outro over here.
Okay. Well, that'll be fun. The advice that you get, well, not you, but the solicited advice that person gets. Well,
you know who you are.
Yeah.
We'll say your name several times.
It comes like this. It comes in 3 cards. Representing the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money-back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Well done.
Now that I've said my contractually obligated bit, now we can do anything we want.
Yeah, we've already teased the card of the week. That's the unsolicited advice that's not an insult.
And you've already called dibs on the outro.
Yeah, I teased the outro also.
So now we're at the appropriate place on the outline, although now I fear that you're going to be like, all right, thank you very much for listening today. You're just going to jump all the way down the outline.
No, I think that we should get into some sound effects and do Clearance Corner.
Okay.
Here we are.
In Clearance Corner, I was kind of hoping you would do it. You would do the song.
Oh, I did.
Okay.
You just didn't hear it.
Oh, I wasn't listening?
Yeah, I did. I took your example, and I've been working on my Foley work, mm-hmm. So all of the sound effects and music that I put in post are all done with my mouth and body.
Like, oh, wow.
Like
I didn't
Bobby
realize
McFerrin.
That.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. If you ever listened to the podcast, you would know that.
Well, I don't, but I just assumed you were putting in the normal sound effects.
I've changed them over the course of the past year, so people wouldn't notice right away that it was a big difference. And I think
it's better now?
Yeah, I think I've done a good job. It's got a richer sound. It's like the difference between listening to something on vinyl and listening to something on an 8-track. I don't know. I don't understand the true value of listening to something on vinyl as opposed to listening to it in like a clear version. You know what I'm talking about?
Like
vinyl records, like for music.
Go on.
Well, back when I was younger, they had records.
Oh, during the Civil War?
They had wax cylinders.
Okay.
That we listened to music on. And that graduated to vinyl discs that played music. And people who are music aficionados, which I don't count myself among, so I'm not trying to jump on their game or anything, but
that's a different podcast.
Yeah. But we'll record that next.
The vinyl bros.
They say that vinyl discs with their popping and hissing have a richer sound than, say, a digital download, which is how you kids listen to music these days, or even streaming.
I just upload my brain to the cloud.
And so that probably has zero interference between like the musical notes and your brain. So there's no richness there at all, according to vinyl aficionados.
The Vinyl Bros podcast.
Yeah. TM. But vinyl is huge. There's like three record stores that I know of in a small area in this town.
Good. Those people need to sell their records.
Yeah, but I don't understand why people are selling records when we have streaming music.
Because people like that better.
But why? How would watching something on a VCR be better than watching something on
Netflix?
Yeah, on like a high definition television.
Well, I'm no scientist, so
go on.
I can't. I have bad listening, so I can't hear the difference. Because I have some records to be cool, but that's just to be cool.
Yeah.
Not for listening.
Did you buy them at record stores?
Maybe a couple.
Okay, that's good.
Some of them I bought on the internet. But there is something that's, I mean, do you have any records?
I used to have records when I was younger, and they were like a contemporary method of making music.
Back in the Civil War.
Yeah, I don't understand still why they continue to make records.
Well, having listened to a record, it's a different experience. Not like sonically, but we've gotten onto a weird track.
Yeah.
But like in my experience of listening to records, you know, you can't just like, it's not easy.
It's not easy to listen to a record.
Like you have to go out of your way. You know, if you want to listen to a song, you just skip to the track you want to listen to. And then you put on your little headphones and Steve Jobs ghost sings into your ears.
Right.
The song that you want to hear. But
the way that God intended.
Right. But if you put on a record, like, you basically have to listen to the whole side to get the song that you want.
Well, you can see, like, the different spaces between the songs.
Oh, I don't know how to do that. That's very hard.
It's easier on a record than it is on a cassette tape, which was a concurrent technology.
Recording medium.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you do that. So you listen to your record, the whole side. And also, you can't really take it with you. So you kind of just have to sit there.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you can't, like, go jogging.
Yeah, you can't take it with you. So you just kind of have to sit in your living room or whatever and listen to the record. So I guess in that way, it's more of an experience and less disposable.
Well, couldn't you also just sit in your living room and listen to a streaming track?
Yeah, but you don't.
That's all I ever do is sit around and stream things. Not
so then maybe you should get some records.
But what is the benefit of records? Then I don't know. I'm getting frustrated because no one can explain this.
What's the benefit of like a 1974 Dodge Charger?
I don't know.
Well, I don't either. I don't have one.
I have a Prius. I got it because it's fuel efficient and that is important to
me. Maybe you should write into an advice podcast and get some advice about this.
I don't want advice on how to drive a Dodge Charger with a record player in the back. I just want to know why people think that music on a record is richer than music the way that it was intended to be listened to.
At Brian and let him know.
Yeah, please do.
Please add him. Today, our question comes from Patrick.
Oh, we have a question?
Yeah, and Patrick wants to know, what's the difference between a record and a cassette?
Good question, Patrick. I have lots of sources.
What Patrick really wants to know is, how do I not mess up my new relationship?
Ooh, another relationship question.
Yes.
Well, that's good. Even if we didn't have the cards, you have the viewpoint of a young married man and a Civil War veteran who can't find happiness.
Well,
so that would just be a show in and of itself. But we're going to use the cards, right?
Sure. That's why he came. Let's just play a record.
That's what our pre-advice is the record of advice.
Yeah. Why don't you seduce her with a record?
But that doesn't help you to not mess up the relationship later. That's just a good intro.
Yeah, but maybe if things are going south, you put the record on.
You know what? When I was younger...
Uh-oh. I feel like this is going to get too real.
People would go over to people's houses to listen to music. And they would be like, hey, do you want to come listen to records?
There you go. See, it's an experience. That's what I was saying.
But you could still do that. You could be like, hey, do you want
to... Do you want to come stream like Taylor Swift's new album at my house?
Yeah. Do you want to come hear Solange's new jams?
Like, do you want to come over to my house and listen to the Amateur Tarot podcast? Hint, hint.
Perfect.
Listeners.
Yeah. And then you could be like, oh, you could just listen to it in my car on the way over and we could listen to more episodes. And the more episodes you listen to, the more romantic things get.
Oh, this is still advice. I was just giving this to, this was just unsolicited advice to everyone.
Yeah, I think that this unsolicited advice, but I'm just tagging on to it, saying not only could you do that and make sure that your relationship goes well, but you could start earlier because it's not on a record player.
Okay, I see what you're saying. You could like warm up.
Yeah, and you could like introduce them to the characters that they're going to be listening to for the rest of your lives together.
Oh, and you could do like when you're watching a movie, somebody who's seen it before, like, oh, this is a good part.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to take that back. I don't think you should talk during the show. you should shush them, but always.
Yeah. Just, shh, 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 shh. Also, listen to it on 0.5 speed. It'll last longer.
All right.
Enough advice.
Enough advice.
Let's get to some advice.
Let's do it. So Patrick wants to know, how do I not mess up my new relationship?
And we will tell him.
All right. And we're going to start today with the Madame Clara Sees All tarot.
All right. Well, Madame Clara will give you advice. Patrick, we'll defer to her. On the box, it says 78 card tarot, but like, that's what I expected.
I think that that's like, people feel like they need to put up a defense.
Oh, they're
like,
hey, these fake cards.
This isn't a 97 card tarot deck. This is just a standard 78 that you're,
I mean, it's good. Good. All right, well, we have the Madame Clara Sees All deck, which at one point was a contender in the 2018 bracket of champions.
Maybe it'll be a contender in the 2019.
Well, it didn't win. We need a policy on like re-entering decks.
I think decks can be in as long as they qualify. It's like a sports team. Every year you can come back and back and back. Except unlike sports, I care about this.
Wait a minute. 78 cards is the normal number?
Correct.
Then why is the Hand of Mysteries in here, and what card replaced did it replace?
Oh, Madame Clara. And there's no book with this, so I can't even question it.
If you're wondering about the Hand of Mysteries, it's an open-palmed hand with like a fish in the middle of it and some objects on the fingers.
Are the fingers cut off?
No, but it does look like this fish is burning through the hand.
It's a violent card.
Yeah, but you don't need a book because this deck, all the inscriptions are on the cards.
Yeah, but I need a book to tell me why it says it's a 78 card tarot deck. Mm. And there's at least one card that is not a traditional tarot card.
Oh, also there's the Eye of Providence.
Okay, that's two extra cards, Clara. So
are there just supposed to be 76 cards in a tarot deck?
Nope, there's 78 cards in a tarot deck. 76 is how many you used to think were in a tarot deck.
Okay, well now I'm confused again because of Madame Clara. Maybe she doesn't have like the Four of Swords and the King of Cups.
I hope that what comes up in our reading is the Four of Swords, the King of Cups, and the Hand of Madness or whatever.
Mysteries.
Yes.
And something else. Anyway, this deck is, it has, as I said, like a little brief line of what each card means, and the imagery is fairly traditional, but all the pictures are sort of like collages of like Roman statues doing things.
Right on.
I mean, it's a good deck. I probably once gave it 4 stars, and I'm somewhere in between 3 and 4 stars, but I feel generous, so I'll just give it 4 stars again.
Excellent. Another good thing with it is that we don't have to try very hard to be able to interpret them, because the interpretations are right there.
That's also a good thing. I mean, if you're wanting to learn tarot, just for fun, not for podcasting, this is a good deck.
Or if you want to do it professionally, just stay away from podcasting. Sure, just
not a professional podcaster.
Because we'll contact the litigation bros?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So Patrick asks, how do I not mess up my new relationship?
My pre-advice? Just don't.
My pre-advice? Listen to the podcast.
Always good pre-advice. Flip.
The Knight of Cups.
Okay. That card's still in the deck. Well, it's a knight on a horse with a cup. That's all I have to say about that.
Pretty solid.
Here's the description. A charming proposal sweeps you off into new possibilities. Now, if that's not spot on for the past card, I don't know what is.
Magic is real, folks.
The thing is, if we stack the deck, like, I don't think we could do as good as the deck does sometimes.
Yeah, because the deck gives us, like, random story seeds. And if we were going to do it, we would have specific beats that we wanted to hit. Mm-hmm. This way it keeps us on our toes.
Yep. Do you want to talk about the Knight of Cups, Brian? You like this card.
Yeah. What did this say? A charming proposal sweeps you off into new possibilities. It's weird because there's reversed words underneath each line as well for if you use reversals. Which we
what are those?
When people shuffle their cards the wrong way by accident and then they get an upside down card in their reading.
Hmm.
So the Knight of Cups is the romance card. It's not the romance card. It is a romantic person card.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that that is probably Patrick, right?
Has to be.
Or is it Patrick's partner?
No, I think it's Patrick.
Okay. So Patrick, you're the Knight of Cups. The only danger with the Knight of Cups that I see right away is that when the passion runs out, the Knight of Cups often loses interest.
Mm. Okay.
But since this is in the recent past, it's good because it's like the beginning of something.
Yeah. All right. Here we go into the present. Flip.
The Ten of Coins.
Okay. The Ten of Coins. Well, here we have sort of a like a column, some columns and a arch. That's the word I'm looking for, an archway. And a bunch of coins and some dogs and some grapes. And it says, a life fulfilled will set you free to share the wealth.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So this is a good continuation of the Knight of Cups into something more stable.
Mm-hmm.
Something more grounded in reality.
And I think that it also has the Knight of Cups look inward and try and find completion in themselves mm-hmm. first before they reach out into somebody else's life. They're trying to get all the fulfillment they can so they can share that fulfillment as opposed to grasping onto someone else's.
Okay, good.
Cool.
Flip.
Here's the future, the one card that matters. The Six of Wands.
Okay, good.
All right.
I threw it on the floor.
That's how reversals happen.
Ooh. So the Six of Wands, well, it's a man. It looks like he's on a horse, but it looks like a merry-go-round horse.
It does, but I think that's because of the wands.
Yeah, there's also wands that are sort of like the merry-go-round poles. It says, recognition deserved brings you... It is really hard to read these cards. Recognition deserved... The kerning on the letters is also very tight.
It's very close together, yeah.
Recognition deserves brings you to hold your head high. Madam Clara, come on.
I mean, it makes sense with the card.
I mean, yeah, but just like work on the sentence.
Well, it has to be also exactly the that length long. Of the sentence before it.
I guess that's true.
Or the sentence underneath it.
That's got to be tough. It's like a little logic puzzle. All right. Well, the Six of Knights. Nope.
The Six of Wands?
That's the one. The Six of Knights is a card about victory and success.
I feel like our answer just skipped over the question. It was like, you're building a good foundation, and then it's like, congrats, you did it.
Uh-oh, Brian, you're pushing the cards in such a way that you want to draw a new one.
Well, I can push them back together.
No, you want to draw a new card.
But
you just don't feel like this reading is adequate.
Well, please give your interpretation of the Six of Wands in this case.
Well, I don't want to waste my breath giving just a grand interpretation for you to draw a new card.
And if you give a grand interpretation, then we don't need a new card.
But I feel like we've already teased the prospect of a new card. The people want it.
Well, we got to give the people what they want, right?
Exactly. It's like an encore, you know? They're like expecting it now, so we have to give it.
All right. Well, should we just go ahead and play Piano Man?
Yes. Flip.
The Four of Pentacles.
Okay.
All right.
See, now you've made it worse.
I did.
You've made it much worse, and now we have to deal with this situation.
But this is why it's better than any story we could have written.
Well, the Four of Pentacles has screaming children.
I know the parents of these screaming children also listen to the podcast, so this is like their shot at fame. That's
they're trying to get their kids famous.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the Four of Pentacles shows coins and hands and crowns and things. Financial freedom is at hand, but hold on tight. Well, Brian, why don't you tell us about this card and what it means?
All right. Well, this is the conserve your wealth or be a miser card.
Yep. Coming right on the heels of the 10, share your wealth.
Right. Oh, because with the 10 of Pentacles, you need to be able to build your wealth in such a way that you're able to share it well with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And this 4 is telling you to protect yourself, to watch out for yourself in the relationship, and then let it play out on its own. And you'll get to the Six of Wands scenario where everything is good. Take care of yourself. Take care of your parts of the relationship. And let everything else play out how it will.
Say more about your parts of the relationship.
Like the things that you need in order to feel fulfilled and whole in the relationship. Mm-hmm. So the Ten of Pentacles is about fulfillment, and we had said that's about taking care of your own stuff.
Yeah.
And then the Four of Pentacles is about protecting those things. Mm-hmm. So find out what's important to you in the relationship.
But do you think it's about the relationship, or do you think it's about, like, life?
Well, it is about life, and the relationship is an aspect of life.
Yeah, but like...
But the question is about the relationship.
But is it about getting fulfillment and, like, holding on to things that are important outside of a relationship, too? You know, like, not getting rid of all the other things in your life to make time for the relationship. Is it, like, you want to hold on to those other things in your life that bring you joy, and then you can share that joy with this other person?
Yeah, I think that's all a part of it.
Okay.
But you can't just be a person in a relationship. You have to be a person who is also in a relationship. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's good.
Okay. That's what I think the Four of Pentacles means.
You really did it. I'm proud of you.
We did it. The cards did it.
The cards did it.
Madame Clara did it.
She saw all.
Well,
she saw that she was going to give the Tarot Bros a curveball.
But we
caught it. Oh, we did it.
We hit it. Did we knock it out of the park? Can you hit a home run on a curveball?
I don't see why not.
I don't think I could hit a baseball ever.
Probably not. Not at the speeds that they throw it at, certainly. It's like 90 miles an hour.
Maybe not even off a tee.
I know. I think I could do that.
Here's Ben stepping up.
Stepping up to the plate.
Ooh, nice. Is that the answer to that? Should we wrap it all back up, or have we done that already?
We can wrap it all up.
Okay. So we start off with the Knight of Cups.
Mm-hmm.
And the Knight of Cups is Patrick, and Patrick is feeling romantic and yes. In the beginning of something.
Yes.
Then we go to the Ten of Pentacles. Patrick's been doing the work to build his life to a fulfilling point. He's got a rich external life and internal life.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the Four of Pentacles, which we shifted places, saying to hold on to those things that are important to you that make you feel whole in your life. And then that brings you to the Six of Wands, which is you not messing up a relationship. That's success in the future.
Yes, the Knight of... What did I say?
The Six of Knights?
The Six of Knights. That's it. The Six of Knights.
Yeah. So have a great Six of Knights.
Is that just like Saturday?
Probably.
Unless you start your week on Sunday, in which case it's Friday night. Either way, pretty good night.
Yeah, it works.
That is success, the Six of Knights.
All right. Thanks, Patrick.
What day do you start your week on, Brian?
I guess my week starts on Monday. Right now, I have a more flexible work schedule than I've had in the past. And so my week can really start whenever.
Any day. It's always starting.
Yeah, this is my main responsibility, is the podcast, and we record that on a random day and time every week so that people can't catch us.
Yeah, and call in.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, we
have a series of codes and signals, and we meet in a different location all the time. That's weird, because the different location is always in the same room in my house, but I just move the desk slightly. A little bit. Yeah.
Sometimes it's curved, turned, and on the ceiling.
Yeah, and there's really no reason for that, because it doesn't affect the time that we're doing it.
But maybe it affects the timbre of our voices, you know?
A little bit, like when you were really loud at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah, I was excited. Now I'm losing steam.
Oh, you know what I just thought of? When somebody listens to our podcast at 0.5 speed, that's like turning a record player down to 33 RPM.
Oh, yeah. If you play our podcast backwards, we summon Rumpelstiltskin.
Thank you, Patrick, for your question. That was awesome. I hope that helped.
Now, card of the week. A lot of traveling in this show.
We do. We move a lot. What is this? I just found a secret map.
Is it a Marauder's map?
No. Unfortunately.
Huh. It looks like a poster.
It is. It's like a poster of a spread. I guess we should tell them what we're doing. Yeah, what is the card of the week?
Oh, I thought you meant we were going to tell them about the 10-card spread and do it.
No.
For card of the week.
No, definitely not.
All right, well, card of the week, it's unsolicited advice, but a gift. We give the deck a shuffle, and then we pull out one card, and then that one card tells you how to live your life this week. And then you do that, else you suffer the consequences.
And if you do it, you also suffer the consequences, but they're good.
The good consequences.
How come nobody ever says... anything about good consequences. Like, if you brush your teeth and floss every day, the good consequences is you don't have heart disease, right? Because one of the consequences of not brushing your teeth and flossing is that you get heart disease
from your gums. Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I guess they call it a result. The good result. The good outcome.
Okay. But that, yeah.
The benefit.
Consequences just has a negative connotation when really it just means the stuff that happens after the stuff that you did.
Yeah. All right. Well, here comes some good consequences.
Get ready for some consequences. 14 boxes nestled into one.
Having a lot of trouble with this.
There you go.
Well, this is the Deviant Moon Tarot. You always tell me people like this deck, and I don't see how.
People love this deck.
The Deviant Moon Tarot is a deck. It's very creepy. It has these weird people with pointy features and moon faces in odd situations. Like the Knight of Wands, who's like a bug riding a dead bug. Or Strength, a strong man like prying open the mouth of some creepy lizard. That's not what the Strength card's about.
That's like parallel to what the Strength card talks about.
Yeah. They're really tall cards, too.
Yeah. So what's your star judgment?
Oh, yeah, I have to do that, don't I? I don't know. I guess it's three-star deck.
Three stars? All right. I saw a borderless version of this deck.
Oh, yeah?
And it was way better.
Huh.
Still too tall.
I mean, I wouldn't use the deck, but apparently people like it.
That doesn't mean you have to like it.
Too creepy for me. All right, that's enough shuffling. Here comes your card of the week. Drum roll, please. Flip. It's the King of Swords.
The King of Swords.
Well, it's a moon man with his sword, and then there's like a weird moon golem next to him holding the world.
That is different from what I thought it was going to look like reading from the little white book here.
Okay.
From the little white book, the King of Swords. The mighty king stands with a soldier from his army.
I wouldn't call him that.
He imposes his strong will on those around him and leads with stern determination. Keywords? Using one's willpower to an end.
That's like a keyword from, like, your keyword.
Controlling leadership. Now here's real keywords. Determination, disciplined, lawmaker, logical.
Okay. So I think the, what?
Go ahead.
I was going to say the advice this week then is to be determined, set a goal, go for it, be unwavering, accomplish the goal.
I feel like it speaks to using other people to accomplish that goal too. Not using people.
I don't want to tell people to use people.
Yeah, this is another connotation thing.
Enlist the aids of allies and subordinates.
People can help. And you can instruct them how to best help.
Good.
Good.
That's your advice this week, whether you wanted it or not.
Yeah, it's good advice. Even though it's unsolicited. It's not an insult, but it is a gift. All right. Well, that was the card of the week.
That's it. That's all you get. That's the podcast. We're at the end of the podcast.
We're near the end of the podcast.
We're very quickly approaching. We're getting off on the exit.
Yes.
And now it's ending, and you have to go back to your boring life.
So first, before you go back to your boring life, we want to thank Patrick one more time.
Thank you, Patrick, for all that you've done.
We want to thank our lols one more time.
For all that you've done.
We want a moment of silence for the lost lols for all they haven't done.
You're dead to us. And now, if you're missing our voices, our great advice, well, go back and listen to the old episodes. There's 100 and some odd number of them.
Yeah, this is episode number 114. So there's 113 other gems in here.
So that's a place you can start, and you can find those episodes. Well, you can find them, I guess, on iTunes, but they're also on amateurtarot.com, along with pictures of all the cards and the decks that we use, as well as a handy form where you can submit a question of your own.
Yeah. Other ways you can submit a question is you can call or text us at 314-325-6047.
And if you call now, within 10 minutes of us recording this, I will send you something that's in my fridge.
Excellent.
Non-perishable.
Why is it in your fridge?
Well, I don't know. There's like sauces in there and stuff that need to
be. Oh, maybe it's just a box of baking soda.
Yeah, exactly. That's in there. I just had to clean it out yesterday. So it's you know, top of the mind.
Oh, yeah. So that's great.
There's like water bottles in there too. Some like lemon juice in a, like one of
like
those.
Like real lemon?
No. I don't know. Whatever you buy at the store that's like a bottle of lemon juice.
Yeah, that's real lemon.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not synthetic lemon.
Yeah, the brand name of it is real lemon. It may be synthetic.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Yeah, like that. Good. That could probably ship.
Yeah. So fire up those phone lines.
I bought oyster sauce for a recipe, but I don't think I'm going to use it because my wife's going to freak out. So I could probably give you that.
Are you all vegetarian?
Not anymore.
Oh, why would she freak out?
I don't know, because she would think it's weird and smells weird and she wouldn't eat it.
Oh. So two sauces that go with Asian cuisine that have unfortunate names are oyster sauce and fish sauce.
Yeah, I have some of that too.
Yeah.
Last time I used fish sauce, she was not happy.
But it's a gross name of, like, it goes with eggplant and zucchini.
Like these, zucchini.
I do too, but I don't like the name of zucchini.
Oh, okay. I don't have a problem with that. Eggplant's kind of weird.
When I'm eating animals, oyster sauce and fish sauce are completely within the realm of things that I would eat.
Well, then maybe you should come over and you can eat oyster and fish sauce.
But I don't eat animals anymore.
Oh, okay.
But if I did, I wouldn't be offended by those flavors.
Okay. I didn't for a while and then now I do.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you don't listen to the outro, you miss out on a lot of great content. So hopefully...
Not this episode.
Most episodes, though. So hopefully you keep on listening. Where were we? Okay, so you're getting something from my fridge if you call in. The clock is ticking. We have a Twitter, Tarot Amateur. We have an Instagram, Amateur Tarot.
We have a Facebook. Yeah, we have a Facebook page and we have a Facebook group, both at /AmateurTarot.
A lot of good stuff in the group this past week. Mostly thanks to Maggie.
Most good things are thanks to Maggie.
in the whole world. Brian, well, if you wanted to at him about records, you could do that at ZenIronMan on Twitter.
And if you wanted to contact Ben and have him tell you how buying vinyl records in some way increases your capacity to be a good business person while being productively creative.
So many promises that you're making.
You could go to imakingallthisup.com.
We are on iTunes, as I said, and what you could do to really help us, if you haven't already, is to go to our page on iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and a few kind words. If you have rated us, make a fake account, do it again.
And finally, we are at part eight.
Oh, it's part... I feel like... Can you just add a blank space or something?
Yeah, we can.
The outro has changed, so we need to just like add something. How about where it says at Tarot Amateur for Twitter? Because Instagram we're always doing on the fly. You can add the Instagram in, and that way now we're back to item number 9. Because I feel like it's just part of the show, you know?
I gotcha.
People know item number 9. I'll wait. I want the walls to wait with us as you type it in. All right. So that says Instagram, but that's fine. You're close enough. All right. Well,
nailed it.
Good. Thank you to the function on like the Adobe Acrobat PDF reader that automatically, like when you scan something and then you put it in, you can click a button and then it turns the scan, like the picture, it like recognizes the words most of the time.
Yeah. So thank you to that feature.
Yeah, it's a very useful feature.
And thank you to people who are working on it in the future to make that feature even more useful.
Spoiler alert, magic is real.
I don't think I've ever seen you wear jeans that have holes in them.
Well, I am today because that's what's clean. And it's spring now.
Oh, understandable.
Got to get some air in there, you know?
That's why my jeans are high waters, so the air can go up my ankles.
Okay. That's good.